another lesson we learn about prayer from Daniel is that prayer sets things in motion. In Daniel chapter 9, we get this beautiful prayer from Daniel where he is crying out on behalf of Israel. In this prayer, it's beautiful and we can learn so many things about how to pray. And one thing in particular is that Daniel confesses the sins of Israel as if they're his own. He says, "Father, forgive us. I confess our sins." And then as he's crying out, it says he continues to pray. And then in chapter 9, verse 23, Gabriel comes to Daniel and he says, "The moment you began praying, a command was given. And now I am here to tell you what it was, for you are very precious to God." See, God wants to hear from us. We are precious to him. And what if we really believe that about ourselves? And we began praying these God-sized prayers, asking God for things, confessing to him, seeking his face, and knowing that we are precious to him. And these prayers put things into motion. What would you be praying for? Who would you be praying for? What would you be asking and believing God to do in your life if you truly believed you were precious to him and your prayers put things in motion?